from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Canadian Trade Minister confirms Canadian investment in Indonesia successful for both economies. Radio Republik Indonesia encourages inclusive broadcasting on International Disability Day. Now the news in detail. Indonesia and Canada have completed substantive discussions of the Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or ICSEPA. Canada's Minister of Export Promotion, International Trade and Economic Development, Mary Ng, in her remarks at the plenary of the Canadian Team Trade Mission in Jakarta on Monday, said, in implementing this agreement, it has poured investments worth around 397 trillion rupiah, or $25 million. Mary called it Canada's commitment to facilitate the implementation of ICSEPA in Indonesia, as well as affirming confidence in the economic success of the two countries.
And for the very first time for Canada, what we have done directly linked to this free trade agreement is Canada is committed to providing technical assistance and capacity building to facilitate Indonesia's implementation of SEPA. And here it's a commitment of $25 million over 5 years, and this really reflects a commitment on our part and our, you know, our belief that our ability to do this together, and your success is indeed our success.
Mary added the Canadian Team Trade Mission sent to Indonesia was the largest trade mission sent by the country, involving 300 representatives from 190 Canadian companies. She considered Indonesia as a vital economic partner, with the volume of trade between Indonesia and Canada as the third largest among ASEAN countries. Mary also said Canada's trade mission activities this time were part of Canada's Indo-Pacific strategy, where Canada wanted to deepen relations with countries in the Indo-Pacific region, such as Indonesia. Still from the Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or ICSEPA, Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso explained a number of benefits that Indonesia will get, whose substantive negotiations were completed in Jakarta on Monday. In a press conference after the signing with Canada's Minister of Export Promotion, International Trade and Economic Development, Mary Ng, Minister Budi Santoso said one of the benefits is a reduction in import duties from Canada of up to 89.5% for a number of Indonesian products that get market access from Canada.
The benefits obtained by Indonesia through the Indonesia-Canada CEPA, firstly, trade in goods receive liberalization of 89.5% of the total Canadian import duties with a trade value of $1.4 billion. Some of Indonesia's priority products that receive market access from Canada are textile, paper and its derivatives, wood and its derivatives, processed foods, shallow nets, and palm oil.
Kayu dan turunannya, makanan olahan, sarang burung walet, dan kelapa sawit.
Trade Minister Budi Santoso also said another benefit is the guarantee of special treatment from Canada to service providers from Indonesia, including the services sector. In addition, there will be an opening of market access for both countries in the manufacturing, agriculture, fisheries, forestry, mining and quarrying, and energy infrastructure sectors. Minister Budi added the ICCEPA is planned to be signed in mid-2025 with an estimated implementation in 2026. Coinciding with International Disability Day, December 3rd, Radio Republik Indonesia, through its film radio program, presents A Year of Film Radio, inclusive broadcasting for fulfilling disability rights to information and entertainment. In his remarks on Tuesday, RRI President Director I. Hendrasmo affirmed Radio Republik Indonesia's commitment to continue innovating to create a broadcast space that is friendly and inclusive for all levels of society. We are committed to continuing to innovate and making a real contribution in supporting inclusive broadcasting. We also invite all parties from the government, broadcast industry players, communities, and the wider community to jointly create a space that is friendly and open to all. Hendrasmo also appreciated the collaboration between the Central Indonesian Broadcasting Commission and Minikino, which presents disability-friendly films for the public to enjoy. Hendrasmo hopes this program will become a momentum to strengthen collaboration, ensuring that the right to information and entertainment can be enjoyed by all without exception. Still from the commemoration of International Disability Day, Director of the Louis Braille Indonesia Foundation and Chairman of Nusantara Disability Alliance, Agus Diono, invited all parties to view disability as part of equal human diversity. The invitation was conveyed by Agus Diono in his remarks in the commemoration of International Disability Day themed A Year of Radio Films, inclusive broadcasting for fulfilling disabilities' right to information and entertainment on Tuesday at the Yusuf Ronodipuro Auditorium of Radio Republik Indonesia, Jakarta. Disability should be understood as a variety of humans, God's creation, and on this earth with various shortcomings and advantages. As the God creates humans on this earth, some are tall, some are short, some have curly hair, some are straight, some have sharp nose, some have snub nose, some are disabled, and some are not disabled. Agus Diono also hopes the programs like Film Radio can be an inspiration to continue creating inclusive spaces in broadcasting. With the collaboration of various parties, Indonesia can ensure people with disabilities have proper and equal access to media, entertainment, and information. In this event, the Central Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, in collaboration with Radio Republik Indonesia, presents film screenings with audio description to bridge access to films for the disability community. Now we move to the international news. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate halt to fighting amid an escalation of violence in Syria. This was stated by the Secretary General spokesman Stephane Dujarric on Monday. Dujarric stated Guterres is concerned about the recent escalation of violence in northwestern Syria. Guterres' statement came after Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, a group designated as a terrorist group by the UN Security Council, and its allied opposition factions launched a major rebel offensive last week in Aleppo, northwestern Syria. The Indonesian embassy in Kyiv confirmed the number of Indonesian citizens still in Ukraine is 72 people, and they are confirmed to be in good and safe condition. Antara State News Agency reported on Monday this was conveyed by the coordinator of the Consular Protocol Function and Sociocultural Information of the Indonesian Embassy in Kyiv, Monita Purba. According to Monita, most Indonesian citizens are in the capital city of Kyiv, then the cities of Lviv, Ternopil, and Ivano-Frankivsk in western Ukraine, the cities of Chernivtsi and Kharkiv in southwestern Ukraine, and the city of Odessa in southern Ukraine. We end the news with the Australian government on Monday announced plans to impose heavy fines on tech companies for anti-competition or unfair competition. Australian Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones outlined a plan to give competition regulator, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, new powers to crack down on anti-competitive practices in the advertising technology and app markets. Under the proposed legislation, the Commission would be given additional powers to prevent tech companies from promoting their own apps over competitors' apps, force users to make payments through their own systems, and discourage users from switching from platform apps to alternative apps. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is about International Day of Person with Disabilities. International Day of Person with Disabilities is observed annually on December 3rd. The United Nations established this day in 1992 to raise awareness about disability issues as well as the right and well-being of persons with disabilities in all aspects of life. The World Health Organization, as the UN agency responsible for health issues, has set the theme for the 2024 International Day of Person with Disabilities, which is amplifying the leadership of persons with disabilities for an inclusive and sustainable future. This theme highlights the importance of the active role of persons with disabilities in decision-making, creating equal opportunities, and promoting sustainability that brings positive long-term impact. It emphasizes the significance of the active role of persons with disabilities in building resilience and inclusive societies. According to the World Health Organization, persons with disabilities represent 16% of the global population. They rarely have access to leadership roles in the health sector. They often face barriers such as discrimination, stigma, or exclusion from education and employment opportunities. World Health Organization acknowledges that strengthening the leadership of persons with disabilities is essential for making meaningful progress. This is necessary to achieve global health goals, advance equality, and build a more inclusive and sustainable future. The Indonesian government has taken various measures to empower persons with disabilities, and this includes regulations such as Act No. 8 of 2016 on persons with disabilities, which guarantees the right in education, employment, accessibility, health, and others. Additionally, the employment law includes a one-person workforce quota for persons with disabilities in companies. In education, the empowerment of persons with disabilities is carried out through inclusive education in general schools and skill training to enhance independence and competitiveness in the workforce. Moreover, Indonesia has also launched the hashtag Setara Berkarya, or Equal in Contribution, to campaign for inclusivity and equality in the works and contribution of persons with disabilities. Hopefully, with the government's efforts and support from all elements of society, the empowerment of persons with disabilities in Indonesia will progress well, strengthening their role in the future. On this International Day of Persons with Disabilities, let's join hands to remove the barriers faced by persons with disabilities. Happy International Day of Persons with Disabilities. That's commentary. we begin today in history from an event on December 3, 1967, the first human heart transplant. The first human heart transplant surgery took place on December 3, 1967. It was performed by cardiac surgeon Christian Barnard, assisted by his brother, Marius Barnard. The operation took 9 hours and involved a team of 30 people. The transplant patient was a 55-year-old Louis Wanskansky, who suffered from diabetes and severe heart disease. The donor was a young woman named Denise Darfall, who had tragically died in a car accident. Next, we turn to the Bhopal disaster of December 3, 1984. On December 3, 1984, a toxic gas leak occurred at the Union Carbide pesticide plant in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh, India. The incident is considered the world's worst industrial disaster. Over 500,000 people were exposed to methyl isocyanate, a highly toxic gas that spread to nearby towns. The Madhya Pradesh government confirmed that 3,787 lives were lost in the tragedy. The gas leak also caused injuries to 558,125 people, with 3,900 suffering severe and permanent disabilities. We end today's story with International Day of Person with Disabilities. December 3 is commemorated as the International Day of Person with Disabilities. This day aims to raise awareness of disability-related issues and promote the dignity, rights, and well-being of persons with disabilities. This annual commemoration was established in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly through Resolution 47-3. This year, the theme is Empowering Disability Leadership for an Inclusive and Sustainable Future. That was today's story.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations completed. Indonesia and Canada have signed a joint statement on the conclusion of the Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The signing was conducted by Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso and Canadian Minister of Export Promotion, International Trade and Economic Development Mary Ng. During the opening of Canadian Trade Mission to Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, December the 2nd. At a joint press conference regarding Canadian Trade Mission to Indonesia, Minister Budi Santoso revealed that substantive negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement were completed and announced by both leaders during the APEC Summit on November the 15th in Lima, Peru. The two countries plan to sign it by mid-2025, with implementation expected in 2026. Minister Budi Santoso stated that Canadian Trade Mission to Indonesia is part of Canada's Indo-Pacific strategy. As ASEAN's largest economy and a G20 member, Indonesia plays an important role in shaping economic policies in the Indo-Pacific. Indonesia offers high-value raw materials and investment opportunities for Canadian industries. Earlier, Minister Budi Santoso and Canadian Minister Mary Ng co-hosted the Canada Trade Mission Plenary and the CEPA, or the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, Plenary Forum in Jakarta. During the event, the two ministers signed the joint statement on the conclusion of the Indonesia-Canada agreement. Minister Budi Santoso emphasized that after more than 2.5 years of negotiations, Indonesia has successfully secured a comprehensive trade agreement with Canada. The agreement will expand the market access for Indonesian products in North America, particularly Canada. The minister added that the agreement would provide preferential treatment for Indonesian service providers, facilitate investment in sectors such as manufacturing, agriculture, fisheries, forestry, mining, and energy infrastructure, and cover areas including intellectual property rights, regulatory practices, e-commerce competition, small and medium enterprises, women's economic empowerment, the environment, and labor. Additionally, Minister Budi Santoso and Minister Mary Ng witnessed the signing of 3 memorandum of understandings between Indonesia and Canadian business entities on Monday in Jakarta. Both ministers encouraged business stakeholders from both countries to seize this positive momentum and collaborate to create tangible benefits for the people of Canada and Indonesia. Canada is an important trading partner for Indonesia, ranking as its 28th largest export destination. Trade between the two countries reached $2.6 billion during the January-September 2024 period, with a positive growth trend of 11% over the past 5 years. That was my Indonesia Today.
Bersama dirimu, aku merasa berarti. Sanggupkah dirimu untuk bertahan hingga waktu tak berjalan? Mencintaiku walau bintangku tak terang. Cintailahku sepenuh hati sesungguhnya. Aku tak ingin kau pergi, takkan mampu ku hadapi dunia ini. Pernah sama bila kau tinggalkanku. Tetaplah di sini, saling memiliki selama-lamanya. Cinta saat ku jatuh nanti. Menangis sepi,
menangis sepi.
Cintailahku sepenuh hati sesungguhnya. Aku tak ingin kau pergi. Cinta
of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta, Indonesia, where you can try and enjoy the extreme cuisine of Gunung Kidul. It is called Ungkrung Jati. Ungkrung or thick caterpillar cocoons are oval-shaped with various colors such as red or orange and half the size of a baby's pinky. This cocoon is then processed with simple spices. It tastes so savory. This Gunung Kidul cuisine is very delicious to eat as a breakfast menu or side dish for rice. Ungkrung Jati comes from the habit of Gunung Kidul people who look for alternative sources of protein during the lean season. At that time, people began to utilize what was around them, one of which was Ungkrung Jati. To process it, it must first be cleaned. It can be cooked in various ways. One of the most common one is by frying it using garlic and salt seasoning. There are also those who process it with balado or spicy seasoning, stir-fried, and even made it into chips. Listener, several studies have shown that tea caterpillars are high in protein, minerals, vitamins, fats, and carbohydrates. It is also beneficial for boosting immunity, helping to maintain healthy skin and hair, and providing additional energy for the body. Its high protein content also plays a role in the formation of red blood cells, which helps prevent anemia. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today from Voice of Indonesia.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat. Jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat. Manusia yang paling butuh kamu, membutuhkanmu, hatiku memalingkan pandang hanya padamu, pada hatimu.
Of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Melihat orangutan,
which means seeing orangutan. You will listen to a conversation about
hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at Tanjung Puting National Park, Central Kalimantan. Naomi warned Chris to watch his steps when leaving the orangutan feeding spot. Let's listen to their conversations.
Kita akan melewati jembatan kayu. Hati-hati melangkah, kayunya licin.
Wah, berarti kita sudah dekat dengan sungai ya?
Iya, malam ini kita akan menginap di kapal.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. I will say it 2 times slowly. Maikali Granov will say it slowly. Please repeat it after her.
Hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful.
Melangkah, melangkah,
which means walking.
Hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps.
Melewati, melewati,
which means passing through.
Jembatan, jembatan,
which means bridge.
Kayu, kayu,
which means wood.
Licin, licin,
which means slippery.
Sudah dekat, sudah dekat,
which means close.
Sungai, sungai,
which means river.
Malam ini,
which means tonight.
Menginap, menginap,
which means stay the night.
Kapal, kapal,
which means ship. In the conversation, you hear the sentence,
hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. In the expression, there is the word
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful. The phrase
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful, is used to ask someone to be careful or to watch out for something. In the context, the word
hati-hati, hati-hati,
which means be careful, is used by Naomi to warn Chris to be careful or watch his steps when passing the slippery wooden bridge. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions.
Hati-hati,
which means be careful in other sentences.
Hati-hati di jalan, Chris. Hati-hati di jalan, Chris.
Which means be careful on the road, Chris.
Jalan sedang ramai. Hati-hati. Jalan sedang ramai. Hati-hati.
Which means the road is busy. Be careful. For your information, to cross the Sekonya River to Orangutan Rehab Center, the visitors will use a perahu kloto or klotok boat. Perahu kloto is a traditional wooden ship. The name klotok comes from the noise it makes. Klotok is still used for trips across rivers in Tanjung Puting National Park. Currently, some klotok boats have many facilities for staying overnight. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go. Ulang. Let's have another go with the conversations.
Kita akan melewati jembatan kayu. Hati-hati melangkah, kayunya licin.
Wah, Berarti kita sudah dekat dengan sungai ya?
Iya, malam ini kita akan menginap di kapal.
Listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah.
Which means watch your steps. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Rano.
Sampai jumpa. I'll see you again.
Sendiri dalam langkah sepi, tak pernah kukira bahwa akhirnya tiada dirimu di sisiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti. Oh, 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 oh. Tak pernah ku janjimu dan janjiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti. Mampu mengubahku, hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku, hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Hendry Iskandar. The song was composed by Syafaruddin SP. This song is a folk song of Tebo, Jambi province. The lyrics are about the hope that the sweetheart doesn't have two hearts. The lyrics also contain a promise to trust each other to be happy forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song called Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Henry Iskandar. Enjoy the song.
Sepanjang masa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di buku bulu, seiring salam dengan sembah, sembah kami jalan 10.
Ambil segenggam batang jerami, dibuat nak darah jadi mainan, sambutlah salam dari kami, buat menghibur tuan dan puan.
Hendak dimasak dalam loyang, lagu dibuka, joget pucuk pisang, dirangkaikan terus, Cik Minah sayang. Musik.